The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Ms. Cheney refuses to accept the cold reality that's staring her right in the face. The party has just moved on. They're just not into you.
To give credit to the former administration, you know, they put together Operation Warp Speed, which was really important in getting things rolling.
So if we can't blame President Biden for the fact that many schools are still closed, do we blame teachers unions?
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
There's a whole lot of breaking news on this Wednesday, May the 5th. Here's an interesting story. Oh, and by the way, I know this will shock you. This just in, Facebook has upheld the decision to permanently ban President Trump from its platform. All right. I know you're shocked at that because I'm sure Facebook was going to have a burst of good faith conscience, and they were going to say, you know, this guy was the 45th president of the United States. We don't like him. We got Biden in there now. We can at least let him come back to Facebook. Nope, nope, nope. The Facebook Oversight Board, shocker, has upheld the Trump ban, which, of course, continues and strengthens the whole MAGA movement and the resistance to the big tech media machine. I mean, they never understand that doing this kind of stuff just infuriates normal Americans, and it's the normal Americans who are going to be the warriors in this fight, in this battle of ideas, of this philosophical and ideological warfare. They never get it. They never understand it. So, okay, good for you, Facebook. You showed 75 million Americans. Incidentally, 75 million, that's the highest amount of votes that a Republican has ever gotten for president in the history of America. Do you know that? But none of us are supposed to count. They want to erase us. They hope that, you know, January 6th might just negate everything that Trump did for 4 years. They're hoping. I had a big argument last night on the phone with a dear friend of mine. And this friend of mine and I don't always see eye to eye on a lot of things. It's okay. I don't just have like-minded people in my life. I like disagreeing with people, and I like hearing disagreement. When you call this show at 800-655-MIKE, if you disagree with me, we almost always put you to the top of the line. I like disagreement. I like debate. It should strengthen your own views when you can flesh out your ideas. Do you know this friend of mine was, I think, was completely oblivious that it was only Ashley Babbitt who was actually killed by anybody's actions on January 6th? My friend didn't know that. My friend said, well, the cop, you know, Brian Sicknick. I said, Brian Sicknick died of natural causes. My friend laughed. Natural causes? Come on, natural causes. He was stressed out from being assaulted, and he had a stroke from the stress. I'm like, why don't you Google the medical examiner's report? The poor guy had a stroke the day after the riot. And was he literally died of natural causes, not unnatural stress. Somebody hit him and there was a blood clot that traveled to his brain or his heart. But this is a pretty enlightened person, fairly, I think, well-read, plugged in, and sort of brainwashed. We believe what we want to believe. So anyway, a lot of news today. Again, Facebook upholding the Donald Trump ban, which frankly, I don't play in the Facebook sandbox anymore. Anyway, I don't care. If I had my way, we'd be gone with all of it. We're on Rumble. Hope you find us on Rumble. YouTube claimed that we disseminated medical misinformation by playing a news clip that aired on national TV, Fox News Channel. The Atlanta School Board the lady at the Atlanta School Board, Gwinnett County, complaining about the mask mandate. We played the clip. YouTube suspended us and gave us a strike and said that the Mike Gallagher Show committed medical misinformation. Understand, I didn't say anything. We played the clip. And it was a mother saying, kids aren't a danger. Take the mask off my kid. The video went viral. In fact, when we got suspended from Facebook for doing that, I mean from YouTube from doing it, the video was still all over YouTube. And our poor team, please, we appeal to the YouTube tech gurus, the lords of the internet, please, please reconsider. Denied. We were denied just like Trump was denied moments ago. So Donald Trump is banned for life from Facebook. What do you make of that? Again, I think it's great for us. I think it ignites the passions of ordinary Americans to be involved, to be engaged, to push back, to fight back, and to tell Facebook to go to hell. That's sorry to be blunt, but that's the way I see it. How about you? 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Got a lot to cover today, including the news that a juror in the Derek Chauvin murder trial attended a big rally in Washington, D.C. last summer and was photographed with a T-shirt that had a message on it, get your knee off our necks and BLM. This was a juror in the Derek Chauvin murder trial. I've got a colleague on the radio saying Derek Chauvin should be released immediately and a new trial should be ordered tomorrow. And all I meet that with is a sense of dread. I mean, honest to goodness, I don't want this country to go through that again. But I have to break it to you. Derek Chauvin was entitled to a fair trial. Derek Chauvin was entitled to an impartial jury. Maybe I should start with asking this of Black Americans who are listening to this show. Regardless of your ideology, your political beliefs, I'd like to talk, since this is so much about race, and this became a racial powder keg in America. What do you make of one of the jurors who said under oath he had not attended any kind of activist rally whatsoever, that he attended a rally in D.C. commemorating Reverend Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech where George Floyd's family spoke, and that same juror was shown with a T-shirt on saying, get your knee off of our necks, when the whole trial was about a police officer with his knee on George Floyd's neck. Houston, we've got a problem. And I don't know where we're going to go from here, but I believe Derek Chauvin, as despicable as that was and always will be, the man was entitled to a fair trial. It doesn't appear he got one. Where do we go with this? And what do you make of the big breaking news that the Facebook Oversight Board, Donald Trump, you're banned for life from Facebook. You can never, ever, ever, ever come back to Facebook again. Let's get your reaction to all of it. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. We have an open line just for you. Press 1 to come on air with us, 2 to leave a voicemail. Text us your comments to the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-6453. I hope you join us here on a Wednesday.
Text the show on the MyPillow text line, 1-800-655-MIKE.
I won't be back to stay. I guess I move along. I'm looking for a good time.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
I enjoy your show every day. I think you're the greatest guy on radio. What I would like to know is, if Donald Trump is taking off the Facebook, how about his kids? Would they be taken off?
Just heard the news about Trump being banned for life off Facebook, and I don't need Facebook for anything in my life. I don't know why anybody else would. So I went straight and uninstalled that app, and I'll no longer use Facebook.
And you've seen the stock price for Twitter, right? And you've seen what social media has experienced post-Trump. They're all paying a heavy price. It's all going down in value. We would all do well to avoid it. I'm sorry. And I'm in opposition to my company's goals, and I'm a good company guy. I'm very proud that I just signed a contract renewal yesterday. You're stuck with me for years. Listen, I've been rewarded over the years because I understand how blessed I am to get to do this for a living. This company's been good to me. I think I've been good for the company. My company is all about, let's be digital, let's do this, let's do it. And they're all doing it. You think Tucker Carlson likes social media? Announcer voice, he doesn't. But he's all over the Tucker Carlson. But if you notice, even the expansion that Fox is doing with Fox Nation, that's their platform. They're not playing by Facebook's rules or Twitter's rules. We'll be dead in the water if we do. So, you know, feel free to give me your reaction to Facebook's decision to continually ban Donald Trump. Also, I got to get something off my chest because I've got something that has been distracting me for the last few days. When somebody I love is in trouble and hurting, it's very hard to come into work and stay focused. And I just got some incredible news. So I'm going to share with you how I've shared with you. This is the weirdest thing. My best friend in South Carolina, Joey Hudson, had, believe it or not, the weirdest thing, but also had hernia surgery a little bit after my hernia surgery. Joey's was about a week ago. And suffice to say, post-surgery, he had some pretty major issues. And he's like my brother. I could tell you stories about Joey Hudson that would make you understand what Joey means to my family and me, and what Joey and Peg Hudson mean to me. And I get to work with them. I get to travel with them. This is my family. And Joey has had a horrible, I don't even want to get into, if I told you the medical story, your eyes would roll up in the back of your head. No human being should go through what this man has gone through. Now, none of it's life-threatening. None of it means it's not cancer. It's nothing. It's pain and it's agony and it's nothing that a man should go through or a woman. Well, he just got out of the doctor a few minutes ago, and I'm just going to share with you that prayer works because he got great news. And he is going to be on his way to a full and complete recovery, and he'll be back on the air and back in everybody's life and thankfully recovered completely very, very soon. Thank you for praying for him. Thank you for keeping him in your thoughts and your prayers and his family and his wife, who is going to get the Medal of Honor for having to deal with all that she's been going through, too. But thank you. Great news for Joey, and prayer does work. So I wanted to share that good news and confirm that, indeed, prayer works. Quickly to Chris on the Mike Gallagher Show. Chris, what do you make of Facebook upholding the Trump lifetime ban from Facebook, my friend?
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I really don't think that they ever intended to reinstate him in the first place. This was all theater for them to reaffirm to the left that they're good little soldiers. And I've always admired kind of your pushback on the social media sphere. And because to me, we're kind of like the frogs in the hot water, yep, you know, with social media. And at first it felt really good and it was great. But by the time we realized that it sucked, we were already cooked. And, you know, it's one of those things. And, you know, to hear people like the Gorkas and the Hewitts, you know, they're all thrown off of YouTube and all these platforms and Twitter, whatever it is, but they're like battered spouses that continue to go back, and you can't listen to them for 5 seconds without them telling people, follow this man on Twitter.
I got a dear friend in Dallas, Mark Davis, who argues with me about this all the time. He loves all of these platforms, and he says, but we've got to reach people through their platform. And I'm like, Mark, you got a platform. You got a big, bad radio show. You got your ability. You got a website. Right. You've got Rumble. You've got places that won't kick you off. Why do you want to play on their turf? But Chris, I have to admit, I'm with you. I'm stymied by it. I don't quite understand why the good people on our side keep getting kicked in the you know what by these guys over and over again. I don't understand. All right, Chris, we agree. Thank you. Let's see what others say. Thanks for your kind words. One open line, 800. And listen, it's an honest disagreement. And I love the colleagues he mentioned. I love Mark Davis. I love my pals who just keep, I want more clicks. I got to get more likes. 1-800. Well, Donald Trump isn't going to get any likes. They kicked him off Facebook for good. What do you think? 800-655-MIKE.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
They think debt doesn't matter. They think spending doesn't matter. They're into free everything, free houses, free cars. I mean, this is those crazy spending plan that they've got. They think that nobody has to pay it back. This is how you end up with socialism.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
It just hit me who some of these country club Republicans I sometimes hear remind me of. They're all upset about poor Liz Cheney. Oh, this is awful. They're going to remove Liz Cheney from her leadership post in the Republican Party. It was the Ted Knight character in Caddyshack. And Eric says his name was Judge. What'd you say? Eli Smales? That can't be right. What's the judge's name? The Ted Baxter, the stuffy country club Republican played. Or the character of a country club Republican in Caddyshack, the Bill Murray classic. Somebody texted to me, 1-800-655-MIKE. I guarantee you we got some Caddyshack fans in the audience. And that's who a lot of these blowhards are like. Oh, Liz, she speaks truth. Yeah, she speaks truth, all right. She got some kind of agenda going on. I'd love to, when you got Nancy Pelosi praising you, you know you got a problem if you're a Republican. Cut number six. Here's Queen Pelosi praising Liz Cheney for her continual smearing and attacking of Trump every chance she gets. I mean, who's going around asking Liz Cheney, what do you think of Trump? What do you why? What's your point? What's your end game? And she's about to get kicked off her leadership post in the GOP. Here was Nancy Pelosi just singing Liz Cheney's praises.
I do commend Liz Cheney for her courage, for her patriotism, and I wish her well. Perhaps this challenge will make her stronger. I don't know. That's up to their caucus. I don't welcome their participation in our caucus, and I'm sure they don't welcome my participation in theirs.
Amen.
I think she meant Lynn. I think she meant Liz Cheney when she said Lynn. I think she's got Dick Cheney's wife mixed up with Dick Cheney's daughter because, after all, you know, Nancy Pelosi's 93 years old and is lucky to know what she is going to have for lunch today. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. I'm sorry, she's 81. She's a young 81, though. She's got those matching face masks that look really nice with her pantsuits. She's very stylish. Man, I'm in a good mood. Nothing can lift you up than good medical news from a dear friend than that. I mean, I am so happy right now. Man, oh man, and thrilled to be tackling all this with you. And I want to talk to a black American about the news that this juror, Derek Chauvin juror, attended the March on Washington last summer and wore a has been pictured on social media, speaking of social media, a T-shirt with a picture of Martin Luther King surrounded by the words, "Get your knee off our necks," and BLM. I'm already hearing people say Derek Chauvin's got to be released and there's got to be a new trial. And my heart just sinks. I'm thinking, my gosh. I'm just selfish enough to not want the country to go through that again. On the other hand, like it or not, the man is entitled to a fair trial, right? If the juror lied about having attended any rallies, you understand they're going to quite possibly throw this conviction out. Here's Nate in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Thanks very much for joining us, Nate. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How you doing? I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. First time caller. I'm glad to be on the show.
Thank you. You know, we're coming to Phoenix in a couple of weeks. We're going to pay a border visit. We're going to have a big event in for 960 The Patriot coming up in a couple of weeks. Hope you can come out and join us, Nate.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Like I said, I'm a 45-year-old black guy, and I honestly believe that he should be granted a new trial. And just like you said, you took the thoughts right out of my head. He lied about what was asked of him. And the bottom line is, it can't say it no simpler than this. The truth is the truth. And they wanted all the truth to be presented at the trial. They wanted all the facts and the truth to be put forth so they can make a fair decision. And now the truth wasn't even told before the trial even started. So how can you start a trial without telling the truth and then expect to tell it?
Nate, isn't the idea of his conviction being thrown out, doesn't that just fill you, as it does me, with a just sense of dread? Wouldn't that be the worst possible thing? That would be awful.
See, here's the thing. So you're going to have so many Americans talking about, okay, the cost of a whole nother trial having to be rendered. You know what I mean? But the bottom line is this. You said it yourself. He deserves a fair trial.
He does. And he does. He deserves. We all do. Every American does, Nate. We all deserve an impartial jury. And if a juror lied, I mean, here's what bothers me about this juror. His name is Brandon Mitchell. And he was asked, apparently under oath, the questionnaire that the jurors have to fill out, according to a guest I saw last night on Tucker Carlson's show, that's under oath. Mitchell said, Mitchell answered no to two questions in the juror questionnaire. The first question was, did you or someone close to you participate in any of the demonstrations or marches against police brutality that took place in Minneapolis after George Floyd's death? Well, that's a no. Okay. This was not in Minneapolis, this rally, apparently. It was in D.C. But the second asked, other than what you have already described above, have you or anyone close to you participated in protests about police use of force or police brutality? And again, he answered no to that, too. This was a rally in Washington, D.C., with a lot of Black Lives Matter participants, and he's pictured with a T-shirt on that said, "Get your knee off our necks." The whole doggone trial was about a police officer with his knee on the neck of George Floyd. And this guy acts like, and here's what bothers me the most about the juror. He would have never, ever have been revealed as having this engaged in the protest in D.C. or the T-shirt had he not made the decision to go public with who he is. He went on ABC's Good Morning America. This was his decision. He went public. So he's trying to advance. He's trying to advance a story here. I mean, I would think these jurors would have preferred to have remained anonymous. Would you want to be attached to such a volatile, high-profile, explosive case? A case that led to hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of damage in, around the country and deaths, people who were killed and people who were caught up in violence. And yes, millions of people who protested around the world peacefully. And let's not forget them. Our side tends to do that. I know a lot of people who peacefully protested and who were genuinely anguished by George Floyd's death. But here's the juror. I mean, his name is Brandon Mitchell, and he's like, sure, here I am. Let me show up here on ABC Good Morning America so the whole world knows who I am.
We weren't watching the news, so we don't know what was going on. We were really just locked in on the case. And then with so much stress coming from the case, I mean, those things are so secondary. His legacy is now cemented in history. It's now become so much bigger than him as an individual. He's now become almost, he's become a legacy. And it's a legacy that will forever be here, and it's forever going to, it will hopefully create some change within society. And that is huge.
That is Derek Chauvin murder trial juror Brandon Mitchell. Yikes. I don't like to get all wrapped up in conspiracy theories. It's almost like he wants to give Derek Chauvin another trial. It's almost like he's sabotaging the conviction. What in the world is I don't know. Thank you, incidentally, it's everybody's been texting me. It's Judge Elihu Smales. Judge Smales is the Ted Knight character, the country club Republican on Caddyshack. So that ought to be our new marketing campaign for Salem. Every morning, we start your mornings with Judge Smales, followed by Rodney Dangerfield. Right. 800, I couldn't resist. 800-655-MIKE. Yeah, I'll never be confused with Judge Smales. How about Rodney Dangerfield? Probably. 800, at least that's what the judge thinks of me and his little lackey producer. 800-655-MIKE. I'm sorry, I'm in a great mood. Hope you are too. It's Wednesday, May the 5th. Welcome in.
Watch the show online at MikeOnline.com while listening to this great radio station.
You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Good night.
Gallagher.
Let's listen in to morning radio and Judge Smales and, what's his name, Spalding?
I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
Yeah, Dwayne is definitely Spalding. All right, I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm kidding. I kid because I love and because they rip on me all the time. So do you think I'm just going to take it from Judge Smales? 10 minutes before the hour. Andy Mangione is no Caddy. What character would Andy Mangione from AMAC be in Caddyshack? Ty Webb, would you be Ty Webb, Andy? How are you?
I would love to be Ty Webb, Mike. I think that would be so cool.
I'm Rodney Dangerfield. No question about it. Every week we visit with Andy from AMAC. I want to talk a little bit about what AMAC is working on right now. You know, real important drug prices, prescription drugs, so crucial. And I went through this hernia surgery a couple weeks ago. Man, oh man, you look at the prescription drugs, the cost of surgery, the cost of medical care. It's something that AMAC is all over. Before we get to that, though, Andy, what's your take? What's your reaction on the big breaking story? Facebook has doubled down and they've reinforced their lifetime ban against President Trump. Not a big surprise, is it?
Not at all. When they were talking about some kind of decision coming forth soon, they said that the board at Facebook was split 50-50. I didn't believe that for a moment. None of this is surprising. They're doing what the left does, double down on more bad ideas.
And it's absolutely evidence of this culture war that we're all in. And this is why a grassroots organization like AMAC is doing so much good. Let's talk about H.R. 19, the Lower Costs, More Cures Act.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot. The difference between Republican and Democrat approaches to lowering drug costs could not be clearer. We've got a prime example of it right here. Democrats are pushing H.R. 3. Which is Nancy Pelosi's partisan drug pricing bill. This bill brings the United States one step closer to a single-payer healthcare system. It disincentivizes research and development, it imposes federal price controls, and it kills innovation. Now, Mike, had this legislation been in place last year, it would have led to a horrible outcome for all Americans in the fight against the coronavirus and the race to a vaccine. Now, let's contrast this with H.R. 19. The Lower Costs, More Cures Act that was introduced by Republicans and which AMAC has endorsed. This bill puts a cap on senior citizens' out-of-pocket expenses and makes Medicare Part D insurance look more like an insurance program that protects seniors from catastrophic costs. Mike, I think we can agree that all Americans want lower drug prices, but they also want innovative new cures and treatments, too. And we've seen the benefit of public-private partnerships and innovation with President Trump's Operation Warp Speed that resulted in a safe and effective coronavirus vaccines that were launched in record time. AMAC wants to see lower drug costs, Mike, make no mistake about it, but we also want to see the innovation and research and development continue for drugs.
Amen. This is why you got to join AMAC. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com. Tear up your AARP card. Join the organization that is fighting for seniors every single day. GallagherForAMAC.com. It's $16 a year to have your AMAC senior card. Get all the same discounts and benefits you get everywhere else, but you have an organization like this one, like Andy Mangione and the team at AMAC. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com or just call 855-624-6229, 855-624-6229, and join me in joining AMAC today. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Mike. God bless.
God bless. More coming up, including a reminder. I mentioned to Nate, the caller from Phoenix, that we're headed to Phoenix. We're going to have a border visit on Monday, May the 24th, and then Tuesday evening, we're going to have a great town hall meeting. Congressman Andy Biggs will be there. The great Seth Liebson, who's one of the terrific hosts on 960 The Patriot. I'll be there in person as well, and I'd love to meet you there. I hope you can come out and join us. These tickets are very limited. So it's going to take place at the Embassy Suites in Scottsdale. And tickets are available at 960thepatriot.com. They've got VIP tickets. You'll get the best seats in the house. You also get a free copy, an autographed copy of Michelle Malkin's terrific book, Open Borders, Inc., or you get the general admission tickets. Tickets available now, 960thepatriot.com, and I urge you to order quickly because I think this event's going to sell out fast. I look forward to seeing you. That's Tuesday, May 25th, in the main ballroom of the Embassy Suites by Hilton. Scottsdale, go to 960thepatriot.com, 960thepatriot.com. And for goodness sakes, don't forget, I forgot, you know what I should send to Joey Hudson now that he got this great medical news and he's on his way to a complete recovery? I got to send him a whole prize package from MyPillow. Joey needs the My Slippers if he doesn't have them already. 40% off. These slippers took over 2 years to develop. Mike Lindell did it again. And you know how Mike Lindell has been under siege. But you continue to support MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Be sure you enter the promo code Mike G with anything you order. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Coming up, what is the decision about Liz Cheney's future as a leader in the Republican Party going to mean for the future of the Republican Party? It's a hot, hot debate. We'll get you into that and a whole lot more coming up.